We like to wrap up with some action planning so you can have some accountability for yourself and your team members on how you're going to take this back to your health center. Take out a blank piece of paper or your workbook where you can jot down some thoughts. Let's recap for a second. These are the learning objectives Ray outlined for us earlier on. Identify ways to lead that encourage curiosity, creativity, and innovation. Discuss how to move a team forward toward a curiosity mindset. And finally, recognize how to use rapid ideation to encourage creativity and innovation. So we covered a lot in these sessions. Take just a few minutes to think about these learning objectives. Think about the exercises that Ray took us through. We're going to answer a few questions to help us develop an action plan. What was something new that you learned today? What did Ray bring out that you want to take back to your health center and try? This is something we want to take back and practice, to hold ourselves accountable to put these ideas into practice. What is one thing that Ray validated for you? What is something that you're already doing as a leader in your health center, regardless of what your position is, as far as creative thinking and fostering innovation? What is that one thing that you're going to implement as a leader? What are you eager to try with your team? Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe at your next team meeting. Develop ways of implementing that are comfortable for you. That's just going to take some time and effort. Leadership skills in the area of creativity and innovation are not going to come immediately. They're not going to come just by doing it once. Share what you've learned with folks back at the health center. Ask for feedback from your team and then adjust. In short, embrace the process and move towards fostering creativity and innovation at your health center.